Looking to keep up with recruiting trends and headlines? You're in the right place. Welcome to Career Crossroads, the premier talent acquisition community with your host, Chris Hoyt and Jerry Crispin.
So hi, this is Jerry Crispin from Career Crossroads. I'm here with Yvette Storz, who is ex-Schneider and now is with UTC. I think that's fabulous. And Yvette, we've known each other for several years. I think it's been an increasingly interesting ride that I've seen you on, moving from the United States over to Europe in Paris, and then I think you went to Denmark for a while. And now we're back in the United States with a new company in Connecticut. Tell me a little bit about that journey and what made you choose UTC.
Sure. I was with Schneider for 17 years, have been there as the company has grown, changed portfolio, and I've always had a fantastic opportunity to grow, develop, create things. So it's always kept me very engaged. I felt like I was always growing and learning. My passion is in the talent acquisition space. So I've had quite a few different assignments in that arena. And then my last role, though, at Schneider Electric, was actually going into an HR business partner role and leading HR for 9 countries in Northern Europe. So I think it's a very valuable experience, and I highly recommend it for everybody else to actually go to the other side of HR, because you're really close to the business and you see how things really land that you might design when you're in more of a COE, and what all of the other challenges and priorities are in a country or a particular region or business of an organization. So I think really great learning, because I think it makes you even better when you're in a specialist function and you're designing different things for organizations. And so I received a call from UTC about this role of leading talent acquisition for UTC globally. And UTC is a very large global organization as well, different businesses. And it just seemed like it would be a great next challenge for me, because I think learning is important and being uncomfortable is important. So I decided after 17 years to leave Schneider, to be extremely uncomfortable for a period of time, moving into a new industry, into a new organization, and trying something new. So here I am, and it's been close to 6 months now that I've been with UTC.
Wow. That's, one aspect of your moves over the years is you've really moved between different cultures. Mm-hmm. I've just been a fan of the fact that I think the way in which we look not only at talent acquisition, but at human resources in general, and really the future of corporations is going to require that our HR and TA leaders have the ability to step outside of their own culture, if you will. Mm-hmm. And begin to look at what we do from these different windows. And I was curious, is there any advice that you have for folks who don't yet have the opportunity? What could they do to kind of engage around that?
Yeah, so I think it's been very, very valuable, because I think we're becoming more and more global in our approach. And so just, again, being a bit uncomfortable, stretching yourself and learning and putting yourself in other people's shoes is really invaluable, because you get better at what you do as a result. So even if perhaps a move to another country is not an option, I think just, reading, connecting with people, whether that's at someone's current organization or perhaps another company, just building your network and asking questions and learning about, hey, what's the economy like in China, and how is that impacting talent acquisition, and what are some of the complexities people in talent acquisition or perhaps employer branding are facing there, and what are some of the innovative solutions they're coming up with in China to address some of these challenges, and hey, how can I maybe take some of these ideas and actually recreate something in my current context. So I think it's just being curious, reaching out, expanding your network, and learning about what others are doing. Because I can tell you, every time I go to a different country, I'm always amazed about what people are coming up with and some really amazing ideas. And I'm not opposed to shamelessly stealing and using it when somebody else had a great idea that worked.
I think those are good suggestions, and I do think that some of the younger folks coming up into leadership roles are going to have to demonstrate that they have that curiosity, yes. that they are absorbing that mm-hmm. and consuming that information and networking beyond their own borders. Otherwise, their leaders are not going to be choosing them yes. To move up, in my opinion. So it's going to kind of interesting from that point of view. Yeah, so what is it that you're going to be looking at UTC over the next 6 months or so? That you think are going to be the critical challenges. Now that you've settled in for 6 months, obviously you've got the lay of the land. You know where some of the landmines might be.
Sure. So what's actually keeping us quite occupied at the moment is Workday recruiting implementation. So for the first time company-wide, globally, we will have one applicant tracking system. So it's really creating that foundation. We've already launched in our first country, and we're taking some of those learnings. But up next is US, and that's really the most challenging, you know, biggest country. We have large hiring volumes. We have different kinds of roles that we fill here. We have certainly compliance issues to work through, as we're mm-hmm. a government contractor as well. And, you know, four business units and also our research center that we're supporting from a TA perspective. So all different needs and you know, to a certain degree, different approaches. So we're, you know, really working through that and trying to create a nice, simple approach and really keeping our candidate in mind, right? Of course, it's easy to design something that works for your organization, but let's make sure it actually works for our candidates internally and externally as well. So certainly very busy there. And then at the same time, looking at additional technologies we can bring in to really help enable our process and not only streamline the process, enable us, allow our recruiters to have more time that they're actually spending with candidates and with their hiring managers, but also making sure, you know, we're a technology company, we're super innovative, and our candidates need to feel that when they interact with us as well.
Cool. I think both of those seem to be at top of mind for a lot of people as well. There's no question that transformation in a variety of ways is going on everywhere.
Yes.
Workday seems to have penetrated significantly among the members. And in fact, we had a phone call where people who are all working on Workday mm-hmm. Had conversations. Chris and I are talking about even creating an exchange just for those who are working on either before they get to Workday or in the middle of Workday or after they've finished implementing Workday to continue to have conversations amongst themselves. It would be great if vendors offered their own clients the ability to talk to each other in a more robust way, but hopefully we can do this for our employees, for our members rather. The other thing you mentioned in terms of trying to find technologies that help your recruiters be more efficient, more productive, and focus in on the things that are most important. We're seeing, obviously, with this explosion of technology, a real need to find ways that we can help our members consume some of what's going on with these emerging technologies. So we're actually in the midst of talking about having a one-day set of demos of the top 10 or 15 products that we can find and that you guys are looking at maybe in one place like New York City or Vegas or someplace like that next year and do that early enough so that people can start to kind of figure out how we're going to rethink this technology stack issue.
Yes, I like
it's a key
that.
Issue. In fact, you know, you were the one, I will say this, you were the one who called me a couple of years ago that raised one of the first issues relative to the unintended consequences of technology issues when you were talking about the fact that if business leaders aren't being assessed on their digital competency, mm-hmm. the business will have a problem because as we become more technologically adept, and they bring up new ideas for new business or how to improve business, the business leaders may not get it mm-hmm. and therefore not be able to make effective decisions. And so this whole issue around technology becomes I think, an extraordinary issue for the future. We're all going to have to stay on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
What? So one last thing, other than, you know, fighting the fires at home and figuring out how this all fits into where you are and where you're going and everything else. Mm-hmm. What about the rest of your life? I mean, you mentioned earlier that you're going to be going on a trip with family, but how do you get involved, or how have you been involved in either the community or family issues over the last year or so, and where are you going now?
Yeah, so we've had a pretty busy 18-month period, I would say. We moved twice internationally, first from France to Denmark, and then Denmark to back to the U.S., which is certainly rather time-consuming and at times slightly stressful as well. But yeah, so far we've been here in Connecticut for 5 months or so. We feel it's a great place to be. Actually, one thing that I find really wonderful about UTC is there's a lot of work around volunteering. And so it's a big focus for the company, and we're given time off to do so. So to really bring my team together, a couple of weeks ago, we actually called our contact at United Way, and we said, what can we do together and volunteer and really help the community and also, you know, kind of come together in a different environment. So we had the opportunity to go to a camp, Camp Current. Mm. And it's actually only 3 minutes from our main office here in Farmington. I had no idea it existed. And it's actually the oldest camp in the country that is completely free for inner city kids of Hartford. And cool. So we actually spent you know, the day there helping clean up and prepare for the arrival of these 650 kids who actually get to spend 6 weeks there completely free. They can learn how to swim. They play basketball. They have a STEM classroom. They have arts and crafts. They do all kinds of outdoorsy things. It's fantastic. And then we went back actually this past Monday, because that was the first day of the camp, and we saw 650 kids get off the bus. And we welcome them, and it's such a great feeling. And so, yeah, the whole team is quite involved with this camp now. We're going to, you know, read over lunch to groups of kids in there, and great exposure for, you know, young children to STEM as well. So we're making an effort to, you know, go in there and help educate them a bit. It was beautiful to see. It touches your heart. Some of these kids never, even in school, have opportunity to do some of these things that they get to do at Camp Current. So it's a fantastic organization. But and my team loved it.
Oh, that's fabulous! Thanks for sharing that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a perfect example of, you know, people who are looking at you know, their job in relation to their career in relation to their life, but really trying to live life fully. And I think that's kind of a great aspiration for all of us. So it's good. I want to thank you. I want to welcome you back to Career Crossroads.
Thank
Obviously,
you.
I was sad to lose you when you went to the dark side of HR, but kind of happy that you found your way back to a company that's a member. So I think that's super.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Career Crossroads. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit careerxroads.com, facebook.com, and twitter.com/careerxroads. We'll catch you next time.